get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning, Central Queensland. It's Tim and Jess here on Hit CQ. This morning's show is thanks to the Gladstone Yacht Club. Dine in for lunch or dinner right now on the water.
Of course, a very special event at the Gladstone Yacht Club tonight, Tim. The very first annual Hit CQ Mother of the Year Awards.
I know, it's very exciting. 10 mums and their families heading to Gladstone this evening to celebrate and crown the first ever Mother of the Year.
Some very deserving finalists, Tim. We're going to talk about that after 7 o'clock.
We wish we could have more than 10.
Right?
We really
there
do.
There were so many good entries. It was so hard to whittle it down. It really was.
You probably have already noticed that my voice is a little bit different.
Yeah.
A bit crook. Unfortunately, I can't blame you because you were sick a week ago.
And then I got well.
And then you got well.
And
now
I'm
sick.
So I take no responsibility for this.
But I've been having a few coughing fits lately.
Yeah.
And unfortunately had a coughing fit while I was standing going to the bathroom about 45 minutes ago.
Oh.
And aim goes out the window when coughing fits take control. So I just wanted to get that out of the way early and get it off my chest.
I went in the bathroom after you.
I wiped it down. I got a pressure hose. We're fine.
Good
We're
Lord.
Fine. You're good, buddy. Jess, it's R&B Friday, so get in a good mood or shush, all right?
I'm not in a good mood anymore. I'm so excited. We've got R&B Fuel Days coming up after 8 o'clock.
That's right. Also, I'm going to be chatting to someone from the Port City Power. Their home season kicks off tomorrow night.
Matt Hancock. Super excited. They've had a bit of a rough start to the season. Pre-season games, excellent.
Yes.
Last week, we want to discuss
We're excited. We're very excited for the season of the Port City Power. So that's coming up after 7 a.m. But Jess, coming up next, something that apparently everyone is absolutely gagging for is my errors.
Yes, everyone wants to see you mess up today, Tim.
Thank you. We'll explain a little bit more after this next song. Just essentially, we've got a new piece of equipment in here and things could go wrong today.
Are we on air right now? I'm not sure.
Who knows? 13, 12, 16. Are we on air? Please tell us. I have no idea. No, we've got new computers. I'll tell you about the rules today. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Jess, it is a momentous day. Are we broadcasting correctly?
Yes.
Are we...
So far, you're not doing too badly.
That's good.
We have changed over to a brand new computer system this morning.
That's right. Essentially, the way I'm describing it to people is it's like we drive a tractor every day. And you can drive other tractors. All tractors are essentially the same, but they're a little bit different. And right now I'm driving...
Could have gone with cars.
Shush.
Cars is a bit more
Right now I'm driving a different kind of tractor, so much so that our own tech, Mr. Robert Dwyer, is in here. Just monitoring.
Hey, Rob.
Just monitoring for the first few minutes just to make sure that we're all going to air,
and
which
is
important.
I think it's important that you have a bit of accountability today because I can't actually do anything. From my side of the desk,
you can't,
I'm just here hoping that you put me to air.
No. See, you've got confused. You think you can't do anything. You already don't do anything, so you're doing the exact same amount as what you were doing yesterday, whereas I'm just trying to swim with sharks now, and I feel like I'm getting nibbles on the bottom of my face.
And this is what I want. I want you to get nibbled.
Well, you've given me a document. What is this?
I got a legal document made up because today...
It's signed. It has terms and conditions.
I'm challenging the listeners of Hit Central Queensland. If you hear a mistake throughout the show, because Tim is several pages long. Tim, I want to make sure that you're accountable. And any mistake that you make, I want the listeners to be rewarded for it because obviously, you know, making a mistake on this radio show means it's bad for them, right?
What you've got here is listen to Hit Central Queensland and call through on the station phone number, which is 13 12 16.
Yes.
When they hear any technical error in brackets, such as dead air, music or ads overlapping caused by Tim.
That's right. And I will determine, as the judge and jury of your case, which is an error by you and which is an error by the machine.
Okay, so the robots are taking over and I'm just trying to manage the robots right now. So essentially, if I make a mistake where I don't press a button or I'm not paying attention, then someone can call up on 13, 12, 16 and they get a prize. Is that what you're saying? What are we giving away?
I've got Tim and Jess mugs,
give
away.
These are... We don't have many.
I know you don't like giving them away. They're very limited edition, but... We are going to be giving away Tim and Jess mugs, so give us a call, 13 12 16.
Only.
If you hear Tim make a mistake.
You'll probably hear swearing after it, so that's normally that's how you quantify it. Be like, oh, was that a mistake? And then you hear some swears. Oh, yep, 13 12 16. But good luck, because I'm not going to make any mistakes. This contract is moot.
All I'm saying is the contract will keep you accountable, and we'll check in at the end of the show and see how you've gone today.
All right.
How many mistakes you've made.
Can't wait. So if I don't make any mistakes, do I get all the mugs?
No.
Oh, well, so it's just a lose-lose.
If you don't make any mistakes, then you have done your job properly today. Pat right. on the back.
Yep. And you look at that computer, and then that's your job done for the day. Just like any other day. All right. I'm looking forward to this. Good luck. No mistakes are going to happen.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Had a bit of an adventure yesterday. Mm. And I feel like, well, I'd hope to think no one has had to deal with what I dealt with yesterday. Went down to, as my family's visiting, I'm being the best tour guide that a son can be to their parents.
I like that your dad's already lost. Like, yeah. Your dad wanted to sit at home, read the paper. Your mum wanted to go out and have adventures.
Mum is winning. And so had a great day yesterday sort of showing them around town. And we decided, look, we'll go to Tanham Sands, just south of Gladstone. We'll go check that out, go have some food, check out the beach. So
beautiful.
Went down out the front of the Life Saving Club and we're just hanging there. And Mum wanted to test if the water was warmer in Queensland than southern Victoria where they're from.
Sure.
Shockingly, Queensland water is aggressively warmer.
It won.
So, Mum, congratulations. You got tick that off the bucket list.
Yep.
The water's warmer. But then I said, why don't you go in a little bit deeper? And she said, no crocodiles. I was like, all right, you've misread everything about where we are.
That's not how that works.
And then this beautiful little dog came up to us, little white, little tiny, curly-haired dog. And there were some people walking behind and we were like, oh, hey, how are you going? And then my mum said, oh, your dog's so adorable. And they're like, that's not our dog. And we're looking around and they're the only people on the beach within hundreds of metres. So we grab, it's got its collar, so it's like Coco, beautiful little Coco, right?
Aww.
And we get the phone number and I give this person a call and I was like, hi, I've got your dog. And they're like, oh, you've got Coco.
For $1 million, I'll return your dog safely.
And so I've turned around, I'm on the phone, and I look back around now, and I was like, all right, I'll meet you at the Life Saving Club. She's like, thank you so much, I'm on the way. And I turn around and Mum's let Coco go.
Oh, no.
Coco is bolting it up the beach. And everyone just kind of looks at me. And I've just been off on the phone with this person and said, I've got your dog. And now I don't have the dog. So I can't just be, oh, I'll just leave it.
Rock up to the Surf Life Saving Club. I had your dog. Don't know where it's gone now,
Coco,
but I'll
evasive.
Take the reward.
And what followed was about I'm going to say 2 kilometre run up the beach until someone eventually helped me grab Coco.
Oh, my God.
And then returned it to her husband, the person that I called. They were all fishing and I just brought Coco and they were like, well, typical Coco.
Cokes is always up to these sort of
edges. Well, that's the thing. I'm not sure. Like, Coco could be an absolute Tanham Sands legend.
Yeah.
Coco was returned all safe. I didn't want to do exercise yesterday. Turns out I did a 2K beach trial.
As soon as Coco got 200 metres away, I would have been like, fend for yourself, Coco. You go, girl. Yeah. Live your best life.
Yeah. Well, I just had the onus of calling the owner saying, I've got your dog. And then where was your dog? Oh, no. She ran.
Just joshing you.
She's out of here. Anyway, good to meet you, Coco. Just take a deep breath. And my legs are killing me.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au. 1, 2, 3.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, I've got something I think we might need to run past Brett from Newman Fitness Systems.
All right.
But I think you're going to love this study. A new study has found that eating lots of potatoes, rice and pasta can help you lose weight faster than counting calories alone.
Mate, we're doing an 8-week fitness challenge at the moment. The thing I miss most is pasta.
I was literally watching a video yesterday. You were like, what are you doing? Like, why are you so distracted? I was watching a video of someone making a spaghetti carbonara.
Yeah.
Like, that's where I'm at.
I don't care about
fast. I'm craving spaghetti carbonara.
I don't care about soft drink. I don't care about fast food. Just let me have my sketty.
Well,
I just want
to
biscotti.
Researchers, a lot of people give up on diets because they feel hungry between meals.
Yes.
So the research that they've done shows that eating low energy density foods can help overcome that problem. So potatoes, rice, pasta means you want snack as often.
Snack, snack, snack.
No snacking.
Well, look, if a scientist and a doctor put it forward, then I'm going to absolutely take that on board.
I'm absolutely going to see Brett this afternoon. I'm going to say, hey, Brett, can I have my spag bowl?
I'm going to be seeing the dietitian for Newman's, Megan Lean.
Oh, yeah, she'd probably be someone better to talk to about this, wouldn't she?
Leno, I read this article. I need your help.
Apparently, I'm allowed to eat potatoes. That includes Smith's chips?
Smitty's. Hot chippies with gravy. Gravy's essentially a chip with liquid form.
Oh, gravy's just a protein, isn't it?
Pretty much. You're right. We should have hot chippies with gravy.
I feel like we have a lot more to learn still.
Sounds like a good plan, buddy.
You can check out more of what's trending right now at hits.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Yesterday was my mum's birthday.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Pantu.
I won't say how old she turned because she would kill me.
42.
Yeah, let's go with 42.
Dadia Gugliate.
I called her yesterday afternoon to see how the birthday was going, and she said, oh, I've just bought Google.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, Mum, I don't think we can afford Google.
Oh, no.
What she meant was she'd bought the Google Home.
Yeah, they're these new devices.
Yeah, so essentially it's a new device. You plug it in, it's connected to your internet, and anything you can ask on Google, you can ask of this device.
I think for a lot of parents, this would be exciting. So instead of saying, what's this, what's that, you just yell out to your kitchen, how do I cook minestrone?
Well, this is the issue. So Google won't respond to you unless you say, hey, Google.
Oh, so you have to interact.
Okay, Google.
Yes.
Because otherwise it's constantly picking up on
so
what you're saying.
So say if I wanted to listen to a song, I would go, okay, Google, what's that song where it goes like, na-na-na-na-na-na-na, and it'll be like, Tim, that song does not exist. Here's R. Kelly.
That's exactly right. So I call my mum. She's in the middle of setting it up, and she starts going, oh, watch this, right? I'm over the phone at this point. Starts completely ignoring me on the phone for the next 30 minutes.
Lovely.
Hey, Google, play me Elvis.
Oh, just all of it at the same time.
And Google responds, okay, Loretta, here is some Elvis for you, an Elvis channel I found on YouTube, and starts playing Elvis Presley.
Sure.
But the problem is, my mum's voice is a little bit woggy.
Okay, so
Google doesn't always understand what she's saying.
I have had that as well with, like, Siri.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people have problems where voice command systems, same with, like, Apple TV and stuff like that. I'm a big mumbler. and I'll say, watch videos of Parks and Recreation. It'll be like, here are cake decorations. I'm like, thank you, Siri. That's exactly what I was after.
Well, see, Siri wasn't even picking up what Mum was saying.
No.
So towards the end of our conversation over the phone, Mum's screaming into the phone going, hey, Google! And I'm like, Mum, you don't need to yell. She can hear you.
Yeah.
She just doesn't know what she's saying.
But see, my favourite thing is, because this could be happening to thousands of people all around central Queensland, it sounds like, hey, Google's the new swear word. Because normally you walk around, you hear people fighting in the house, like, oh, stuff you, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, hey, Google! Blah, blah, blah. That's all you hear when you're walking past the house on the side of the road.
After she got Elvis playing, she doesn't know how to switch it off yet.
Oh, no.
And because the music's so loud, Google can't hear her yelling, turn it off.
Oh,
so
no.
All I'm hearing is, Google, no more Elvis! No more!
Please. I can't stop. Elvis, he's got the moves, his hips, they've taken control of me.
So if anyone can let me know how we switch off Google Home.
Anyway, sounds like she had a sick birthday.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Hits EQ's Mother of the Year. Thanks to Gladstone Yacht Club. Open daily for lunch and dinner by the water.
The greatest mum in all of central Queensland, Tim. We are crowning the Mother of the Year right tonight.
Right tonight?
I was going to say right now, but it's not happening right now. How dare you? Hey, we're looking at your mistakes today, all right, mate? Don't call. Stop calling.
Champion. Champion. No, we are very excited right tonight because we are going to crown the first ever Mother of Central Queensland for 2018. We've invited 10 fantastic mums. And to be honest, selecting 10 out of the dozens and dozens and dozens of submissions we had, one of the hardest things we've had to do.
It was really difficult because if I could have, I would have brought everyone down.
Absolutely.
We've got so many prizes to give away tonight at the Gladstone Yacht Club. Jan's Flower Shop are putting together some gorgeous bouquets for
us.
That's
right.
Beauticious Beauty Bar have got some vouchers for us to give away.
Yes.
Yacht Club is kicking in a meal voucher, and the Gladstone Cinemas have given us some gold room passes to give away as well.
Movie in style.
Every one of these finalists tonight is going to be spoiled, Tim.
One in particular, the Mother of the Year, of course, but also there's going to be a special secondary category that, look, you're probably not going to win a prize, but it's good to win just a feeling of knowing you give the best mother hugs.
Oh, am I the judge?
Jess, your mother unfortunately couldn't be at the Mother of the Year Awards.
No.
So what I've decided
she's
to do...
She's really jealous,
is
by the way, because she found out your mum is going to be here.
Yeah. what I've decided to do, sorry, is to set up a mother hug competition because you love a good hug and you love a good mum.
Yep.
So out of all the 10 finalists, you're going to go down the line, give them a 2-second hug each, work your way down, and you can award the best mum hug.
Oh my God, 10 hugs in a row, Tim. I don't know if my body can take it.
Mate, we're going to have to find out because it sounds like a lot. So the Mother of the Year Awards are tonight at the Gladstone Yacht Club. We're so excited. On Monday, we're going to announce who the winner is.
Can't wait to meet all the finalists.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch Up on HIT.
Yeah, good morning, Central Queensland. It's Tim and Jess on HIT CQ.
The phones have lit up, Tim.
I don't believe that was my fault.
I believe it was your fault.
We're getting hand gestures as a no. The computer was trying to fill things.
I don't care. It was a mistake. We've got calls coming through. Keep calling because I'm going to take some calls when we get jumped to the next song because we had a mistake, buddy. I'm very proud of you. You got through a full hour with no mistakes.
I call Major BS. I feel like you've set me up. Sorry, if you're a bit confused to what's going on. We're using a new computer today. Mm-hmm. Software's all new. Never used it before. I'm going in blind. There's been a contract written up by Jess, a literal several pages.
Physical contract.
If I make any mistakes, first person that hears them and calls through, they get a Tim and Jess mug. Legally, I have to do that.
Yes.
And so you're officially going to call that a mistake?
Yes, that was a mistake. Well done.
If I swear, is that a mistake? Because I'm about to drop a whole bunch of mistakes right now and mugs are going to be flying left, right and centre.
It's not.
All right.
We've still got heaps more coming up on the show. If you
anyway,
want to join in.
This morning's show, thanks to the Gladstone Yacht Club. You can dine for lunch or dinner right on the water. You treat mum to lunch or dinner this Mother's Day at Yachty's. Sorry, that was how I was meant to start the show. You were too busy heckling me
to
get things done. Anyway, great few hours left of the show. Jess, we're going to be checking with the accountability of my mistakes.
Yep.
Which was
we've already got one on the board. And we'll check in later on the show. Also after 8 o'clock, R&B Fuel Days. Your chance to win a $50 voucher thanks to Puma.
Yeah, Puma Fuel Services. You can pump $50 worth of cash into your fuel tank. But coming up next, we are going to be chatting to someone from Port City Power, Matt Hancock. Their first home game is tomorrow night in Gladstone. We're super excited because ball is life.
Yeah.
It's R&B Fridays. Ball is life. You know it.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on HIT.
The Port City Power season kicks off tomorrow night and we're very
excited. We've already had one game.
Home season
This is the first home game. They're bringing home to Gladstone and we're so pumped.
We're so pumped. This week we're going to be joined by Matt Hancock. He's on the phone right now. Matt, thank you very much for joining us, champ.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me.
Matt, are you pumped to be playing the first official home game here in Gladstone for the Port City Power this weekend?
Oh, I can't wait. I know all the guys are raring and ready to go. Been out of town, I've heard that the Gladstone crowd is incredible. So I'm really looking forward to playing in front of them.
Yeah, we came to a lot of the pre-season games. And even, like, if you're selling out pre-season games, you know that during the season the fans are going to show up. And especially kicking off the home season at least now, especially with Captain Power, things are going to absolutely be great for you guys this year, I think.
Oh, yeah, I completely agree. And like I said, I can't wait to get it going.
Now, you've had a few good wins in the preseason. How are you feeling going into the start of the season now?
Yeah, the preseason games, they were good wins just to kind of get our chemistry together. With the first round for us last weekend, unfortunately had two losses, but we've learned a lot from those losses. So I feel we've grown as a team, and Brady's really kind of nitpicked on some stuff, which is going to bring us even closer together and really refine our game. So I feel pretty confident going into this weekend's game.
Matty, I don't know about you if you think this, but when I see Brady coaching from the side of the court, he looks like an NBA coach. He's got that look about him. Does that make you feel any better when you're out there?
Oh, 100%. He's pacing up and down the sideline. He has a stern look on his face all the time. I mean, he's raring and ready to go. Last game, I know he had a little choice words with their coach, which really got me motivated. I mean, he's ready to go just as much as we are.
So you can check it out at the Ken Broom Stadium. Thank you very much for joining us, Matty Hancock.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me again.
No worries, mate.
Head on down tonight. The ladies' game starts at 6. The men are at 8 o'clock, and we'll see you down there.
There's going to be a special guest, Jess, of course. First home game.
Captain Power.
Captain Power. Go and check it out. Kev Britton Stadium. It's Tim and Jess on HIT CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hits.
Technically, yes, Jess, I've made a mistake with the new computer. So, to you. You got what
you
want.
It's only one. It's only one. Nina from Yeppoon has now got herself a Tim and Jess mug. Well done.
I solely believe that that was 50% computer, 50% Tim. And it's not often I take above 30% blame, so this
is huge. But are you the judge? The contract clearly states that I am the judge, and I deemed it a mistake on your behalf.
Do you want me to rip the contract a little bit more than I have?
Don't rip the contract anymore. I've got copies. Yours is not the official copy.
It's official to me. Anyway, Jess, I have a challenge for us coming up in a few minutes' time as well. You can do this at home. It only cost you about $7 to participate in this challenge.
It's going to cost me money? You said it's going to cost me no effort.
I'll pay the money. You bloody scunch. Come on, man.
Scunch!
Yeah, come on, man. $7.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I may have a challenge for not just us, but for the entire Central Queensland. It's going to cost you, it can cost you $7.
Yeah, see, that seems like a lot of money. I don't know.
Why are you so against spending $7?
Because usually your ideas are garbage.
Well, look, I'm happy to put forward the money for this. I'm not going to put it forward to people across Central Queensland because I don't have that many $7 little budgets. But IKEA is known, obviously, for furniture, right?
Right.
It's a Swedish mega mart. What they've done at the moment, I don't know why they did this, but essentially they got two plants and they put them side by side. They, in some IKEA, like, potting vases, whatever they're called. Pots.
Just a pot?
Just a pot. And
potting vases.
Yep, so they got two, put them side by side. One, they got some people to speak positive things to it, like, you're beautiful, you're growing, you're so green, you're so fresh, you're so lovely.
Right.
The other one, they insulted it. They swore at it. They yelled at it.
The plant.
They told the plant that it wasn't worth it. They said, you're more of a shrub.
So they spoke to the plant like you speak to me every day.
Exactly. And they watered them both the exact same amount.
Right.
And after several weeks, there was a significant difference in the shape of each plant.
Oh.
The one that was spoken to more positively was fresh, it was green.
Right.
And it was healthy.
Are you saying this is why I look the way I look? Because of the way you treat me?
I'm not winding up to a big joke, I promise. The one that was insulted constantly had started to die.
Yeah, proving started feeling negative, bad about itself.
Yeah, negative energy absolutely exists.
Right.
So my challenge for not just for you and me and some other people is that we get all of Central Queensland and we have two plants and we can be really nice to the other one. We can sing songs to it.
Right.
And then I'm going to go to town on this other one.
I might have to start singing some songs to my plant at home because she's looking a little limp, Perry.
She's looking a little limp.
Oh, yeah.
Your plant, Perry. So feel free to join along. You can send us your videos or updated photos at our Facebook page. Just search for Hit CQ.
You've got a forest in your house. So which are you going to pick, like, the downstairs plants as
I figured out where I swear more in my house. And those plants aren't looking very healthy. Mm. So after the show, we'll go.
What's the $7 I'm paying?
No, I've told you that you're not paying any money. I will cover this if you're going to sook that much about $7.
Okay. You're going to buy two plants.
How have you not got that message through your head yet?
I wasn't really thinking about it. Mate, stop being negative towards me, Tim. I'm going to look bad.
You're wiltering.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
One, two, three, four. The biggest trending stories across Australia and Central Queensland, our boy Dean McCarthy, Hollywood Entertainment Reporter. Currently in Dubai. He'll be back on the 21st of May.
He's gone for so... You know what he's missing?
What?
The royal wedding.
I know!
His favourite thing ever.
But I want to tell you about Ed Sheeran, Tim, because Hollywood Entertainment Reporter might be gone, but still got to bring you the Hollywood goss.
To be honest, never heard of this. Is it Ed Sheeran?
Edward. Edward, he
Ted
prefers.
Ted Phelan? Okay. Sure. Yes, we play all of his songs ever.
Ed Sheeran's wealth increased last year by a big, big amount, as you can imagine. I mean, basically only played his Divide album all last year.
Now, Jess, you know that I don't like chatting about how any celebrity earns. Like, when the Forbes released the top 10 most paid whatever singers,
this
movie
is
actors,
one of those lists.
I don't like
these. It's the Sunday Times rich list.
I'm gone. Finish. I'm out of it.
Ed Sheeran earned an extra $50.7 million Australian last year.
Oh, it's Australian, so that's nothing. In the pound. probably $42.
$38 million in pounds.
Boring.
It brings his total wealth up to $144 million Australian.
Sounds like a slow day to me.
Right? He still hasn't caught up to Adele, though.
Oh, have you? Have you, Eddie? You're not earning much.
Adele had a $20 million increase last year. Not as much as Eddie, but no. She's still sitting on a pretty $264 million.
Yeah.
It's any wonder that she's just got, like, no, everyone's like, oh, why did Adele quit music? Like, why is she taking so much time off? She's got $200 million.
Yeah, so do
why
I.
Why does she need to make music?
That's why I don't work too much, because of all my millions. No. But congratulations, and you're making us all feel bad and poor. Thanks, guys.
You can check out the full list for yourself, as well as everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
We want to talk about a long-running rivalry. A big feud that I don't even know where it started or how it started or who began it.
I don't care. But it is interesting that how celebrities can act towards each other.
Katy Perry versus Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
It's been an ongoing feud for many, many years. Lots of digs at one another through the media.
Do you think the feud was who's more offended? No, I can be more offended at everything. No, Katy, I'm way more offended than you are by that.
I feel like Taylor Swift is in a feud with everybody.
No,
like,
look, I loved Taylor Swift a few years ago, and she just seems like to be the worst person to be around at the moment.
At a certain point, you go, all right, I'm feuding with like 40 people. Maybe it's me.
Maybe, like, I'm not a good bloke.
Right? That's where I'm at. But anyway, I'm team Katy Perry all the way. And Katy was the one who extended the olive branch.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Literally.
She left a note and an olive branch in Taylor Swift's dressing room.
Yeah.
And basically, Swiftie put it on her socials and said that...
glad.
This is amazing. What an incredible surprise. And Katy's letter, all you could read of it was this. It said, "Hey, old friend, I've been doing some reflecting on past miscommunications and hurt feelings between us. I really want to clear the air." And then the envelope covers it, but all the else you can see is, "I'm deeply sorry." So... okay. I don't think Katy expected Taylor to put it online. I think it was
probably
just an
personal
internal thing, a personal thing that she wanted to do. And she's a little bit angry now.
Oh, so the feud's not ended.
Well, she's upset that Taylor's put it online and it looks like Katy's taking full responsibility for whatever the
feud
was.
To be honest, if I was Taylor, I'd be annoyed that someone sent me an envelope full of sticks. I'd be like, what is this? What are you giving me? What are you giving me some wood
give
for?
Give me some chockies.
Give me some chockies and a beer. Come on, I don't want sticks and a letter.
But it's got us thinking... 13, 12, 16. How'd you settle a feud?
How did you settle your feud?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because a lot of people have long, ongoing feuds.
Have you been in a feud?
Yeah, I've got several on the go at the moment.
With whom?
Just, you know, people. They know who they are.
The government.
I don't want to give any airtime at the moment, Tim.
So there's no settlement in your feud.
There's no settlement in my future.
Hey, mate, we've all got feuds, every single one of us. Like, I've got a feud with the person whose dog is barking somewhere in my neighbourhood. I don't know who it is, and I don't know how I'm going to finish it, but that's my feud.
13 till 16, how did you settle your feud? How long was it?
How did you finish it up? Give us a call, 13, 12, 16. How did you settle your feud? 13, 12, 16 have been asking, how did you settle your feud?
Yeah, after Katy Perry finally extended the olive branch, literally with Taylor Swift, she handed her an olive branch and a note. It was a very heartwarming letter. Yeah. And now Taylor's kind of slapped her back in the face and posted the contents of the letter online.
Look, to be honest, I care so little about that story, but I love... feuds that people have with anyone.
Yeah.
So on 13, 12, 16, how did you settle your feud? Got Sam from Rockhampton. Sam, how did you settle your feud?
Look, my brother thought it'd be very funny to, after a big night out, take a photo with his bits on my forehead.
Oh, no.
Sam!
Sam, that's not funny.
Fair enough to do it while I'm having a sort of a sleep off in the corner, but he took a photo of it and that sort of went on Facebook a little bit.
I don't think it's fair enough to do it, Sam. I feel like you're giving him too much credit.
You got me there.
but at rugby, I was the following weekend, still a bit pissed, and I clocked him one with the shoulder and knocked him out, and we just called it even from there.
You know what?
Called even.
Shoulder for a testy normally gets it in my family as well. So, Sam, I'm great to hear that you and your brother are back on speaking terms. And
it was fine now.
Yeah, let's keep it clean this Christmas, guys.
Yeah, no worries.
And we've also got Amanda on 13, 12, 16 from Gladstone. Amanda, how did you settle your feud?
Well, there was a pretty long-running feud that I had with a girl from high school where we just, you know, we didn't talk, but I used to see her when I went out all the time and we just wouldn't even say hi to each other. And
yeah,
it was just really awkward.
It's hard like, when we had there's the odd... three clubs in town.
That is true, yeah. And we'd have the odd, you know, encounter where we would kind of be a little bit, you know, just short with each other and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, she had a really, really hot boyfriend. This was like maybe 5 years ago.
Okay.
And and I was always like looking at him going, oh god, yep, okay,
you'll be mine soon.
Yep.
Yeah,
tick tock
just deserve him. And then what happened was they broke up and I thought, oh well, maybe I should just settle this feud. So I just to not make things extra bad, I ended up just apologizing to her and being like, you know, so sorry, blah blah blah, and I decided to end the feud.
Oh, I thought it was
now me and Dave are going to go on a date.
And then I swooped in with her ex-boyfriend.
Wow.
It was all for a reason. I didn't really care to settle the feud, but I just thought she'll be less mad and just cause less problems because I thought she's going to cause drama.
So is the feud on bad terms?
So you settled a feud and started another.
Well, no, she ended up being okay with it. I mean, I wasn't with him for long. I literally was.
Oh well, feud
like
over. Yeah, sorry, Dave. Yeah, Dave's the reason the feud settled now because now they both hate him.
Yes.
So.
Yeah,
exactly. We have that mutual thing.
Mutual hate brings people together.
Yeah,
exactly. Thank you very much for your call, Amanda.
That's all right.
No worries, buddy.
I love that, like, even though the feuds are technically over, they're not ever over.
There's like that little 2%
that hangs around.
Yeah, if I see him, I'm putting my testicle on their shoulder.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
You ready?
Let's go!
Let's get pumping.
It's time for R&B Fuel Days.
Thanks to Puma.
For drinks, snacks, or a great feed.
Go to Puma and Rocky, Zilzy and Yipoon.
That's right, Tim. We want you to pump out your favourite R&B bangers.
Yes.
And we will give you some fuel to pump in your car.
That's right. Get it? Pump.
Can we give someone a mug for that?
Well,
that was bad.
Jess, the person we've got on the phone, I'm not sure I want to give Chris from Rockhampton the opportunity because, Chris, I've put him on hold because he called up to cry foul on a mistake that I made.
Apparently,
apparently it's Be Critical of Tim Day, not R&B Friday.
No, it's not critical. It's keeping you accountable and I just want you to be better.
Yes.
And that's all Chris wants as well. Chris from Rocky gave us a call and said that you stuffed up your weather.
Apparently I talked up over the weather intro.
And you did.
Yeah, we listened back, turns out I did. So you got me, Chris. But Chris, right now, if you're going to be such a smart ass, I'm going to put you under the pump. Do you want to have a chance to win a fuel voucher thanks to Puma with R&B Fuel Days? All we need is 10 seconds of your favourite R&B banger.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, mate, the attitude is incredible.
Lay it on us, Chris.
Lay it on, mate.
Riding my pony.
Saddle, waiting, coming. Yeah, are we
going
to give it to him? We got to give it to him, Chris, mate. Somehow
Chris called out your mistakes. Chris, that was a bit atrocious, but we'll give it to you anyway, eh?
Yeah, thank you.
How does Chris end up with all these
things? I mean, I don't know. That was the worst R&B Fuel Days I think we've ever had,
yeah.
Eh?
Well, congratulations, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
You dirty dog. More chances for R&B Fuel Days next week on the show.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
I'm a big fan of non-traditional weddings.
Sure.
If you've had one and you're listening, first of all, congratulations. It's great. But if you're a fan of the old standard, let's just get married, good on you. I agree. Whatever.
Hey, our girl Ash London got married over the weekend.
She had a cracker of an untraditional wedding.
Her and her husband walked each other down the aisle.
Beautiful.
I love it so much.
But look, to be honest, however you have your wedding, however you can have your partnership, I think it's fantastic. If you want a traditional wedding, you don't, whatever, it's beautiful.
Mate, I want a wedding at this point.
Had a very cool phone conversation with my sister the other day on FaceTime. Mm-hmm. I was definitely convinced she was pregnant because they were like, you need to speak to your sister. And I was like, gonna be an uncle, gonna be an uncle. For my sister's wedding coming up next year in April, she has asked me to be a bridesman.
Oh, Timmy.
I don't know if there's any other bridesmans out there. 13, 12, 16, what do I do?
So
because
you're,
I'm not the maid of honour.
So you're part of the bridal party, but you're
I'm
not...
I'm like a bridesmaid.
You're like
a bridesmaid.
So you're on your sister's side.
Yes.
So does that mean
I'm walking down the aisle with a bloke called Joey.
A groom's girl?
No. Because my sister's fiancé has got his mates that he's had since he was five. So I didn't want to interrupt that. And I thought I was emceeing it, to be perfectly honest. But my sister, my beautiful sister, has asked me to be a bridesman, and I'm so chuffed. I don't even know what to do.
I get to walk down the aisle with Joey.
First dance with Joey, because they were like, oh, you don't have to do that. And I was like, how dare you? Beautiful. I absolutely will be doing that. So if there's any bridesmen, former or upcoming, 13, 12, 16, give us a call. I want to find out
what
I
have to
do.
We were part of a bridal party earlier this year, and we spent so much money. This is going to be your sister's wedding. Imagine the amount of money you're going to drop as a bridesman.
13, 12, 16, how much money am I about to drop? Let me know. Please send help.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
1, 2, 3. The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, I almost can't believe I'm about to say the sentence.
Yep.
But Vladimir Putin.
Putin.
Has been, Putin has been playing ice hockey.
He has indeed, and it's incredible. President, all hail, significant leader of Russia. He is an interesting human being. He has played for this Russian all-star hockey game.
Well, that's it. It's not just any hockey game. He's playing alongside former NHL players.
Yeah, like Russian players that went over and played in the big hockey league over in the United States and Canada.
They've fully let him. So his team scored 12 goals.
12 goals.
He got 5 of them.
5 pucks in the back of a net from the president of the country.
I feel like...
he's a cool dude in a sense. Like, you've seen shirtless photos of him riding horses. Yeah. He loves fishing and fighting bears, I assume. But I don't blame the goalkeeper for the other team. The president's coming at me. I might just...
Vladimir, I have fallen. It's a score. This is
like,
bad.
Do you reckon it's like when you play, you know, a bit of footy with your younger cousin or whatever, and you want to make it look like they're winning?
I don't have that philosophy in my family.
Like, you know, he's only 4 years old. Let him have a goal.
No. So you let him have a go until they start getting cocky.
Right.
Cousin of mine, he was about 4. We were playing baseball. He kept hitting it up in the air and everyone was accidentally dropping it. And he was winning.
Oh, right.
And so he hit it to me and I caught it and I said, you're out. Go sit down. Lesson learned. There's no such thing as outs in life.
You can't be friends with Tim.
My auntie was not super impressed with me. But I'm sure we've all done that before. Don't get me wrong.
I feel like that's what's happening here with Vladimir. I think all of them are going, let's just let him get some goals and then we'll save our lives.
Yes, thank you, Supreme Leader.
You can check out the full story as well as the pictures for yourself.
Check out the videos online as well.
hit.com.au as well as everything that's trending right now.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
The most important thing of the show today has been on not R&B Fridays, spectacularly. It's been if I have made mistakes.
Yeah, look, we had a new computer system installed and today only decided to keep you a bit accountable, make sure that you're really, you know, working hard.
It's a bit crap because... you're not accountable because you do nothing. You do our tweets and you cry.
Hey.
Name 3 other things you do.
We don't even have Twitter, mate.
Tweets has anything to do with the internet, in my opinion. How many official mistakes got recorded?
Officially, your mistake count. You ready for this?
Yes.
4 mistakes.
4 mistakes.
4 mistakes over 4 hours is not bad.
Seems like me and Rockhampton aren't agreeing because they're all happening in Rockhampton. No one from Gladstone, Yeppoon, Emerald, Tanham Sands, Gracemere, Blackwater, nobody from their court. It was all Rockhampton mistakes.
Derek, Chris, Nina, Tony, they're all getting a limited edition Tim and Jess mug thanks to our mates at Geared Up Solutions, Tim.
Well, you're all dogs. You come in here and try better. Nah, the robots are taking
over.
Don't
make fun of our listeners that are keeping us accountable, Tim. I appreciate them.
Stop saying us. They're not keeping you anything.
No,
they're keeping you
in check.
I don't
make mistakes.
Yeah, fair enough. You don't have anything to do. Fair enough.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.